From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama will speak today at the end of the second and final day of a nuclear security summit in Washington, attended by world leaders. On Thursday, Mr. Obama said he and Chinese President Xi Jinping pledged to cooperate to confront the North Korean nuclear threat.
Of great importance to both of us is North Korea's pursuit of nuclear weapons, which threatens the security and stability of the region. And President Xi and I are both committed to the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and full implementation of UN sanctions.
President Obama also said in the wake of attacks in places including Brussels, there is not only great urgency around the nuclear issue, but generally eliminating the scourge of terrorism. South Korean media say North Korea has fired a suspected ballistic missile off its east coast in the latest of several test this year, signifying increased level of tension between Pyongyang, Seoul, and South Korea's Western allies. Seoul said the missile launched into the Sea of Japan at about midday today. Belgian prosecutors say the top suspect in the November terrorist attack on Paris can be extradited to France. France's justice minister says he expects that Salah Abdeslam to be sent to Paris within 10 days. Abdeslam's lawyer says his client agrees to be extradited. Abdeslam accused of helping plan the November 13th attack that left 130 dead. Uganda's Supreme Court has upheld the re-election of President Yoweri Museveni in the February election. The court rejected a petition by a former prime minister and presidential candidate. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner has described new allegations of sexual abuse against UN and French soldiers as sickening, adding that the matter will be fully investigated. Stefan Dujarric is spokesman for the UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
We must face the fact that a number of troops who were sent to protect people instead acted with hearts of darkness. These crimes fester in silence. That is why the Secretary General is shining a spotlight on these despicable, depraved, and deeply disturbing allegations.
Most of the allegations involve UN contingents from Burundi and Gabon that were in the Central African Republic between 2013 and 2015, along with French troops stationed in the same area. On Monday, the European Union and Greece are scheduled to begin sending migrants, including Syrians, from the Greek Isles to Turkey under a deal reached 2 weeks ago between the Turkish government and the EU. The agreement aims to ease Europe's migrant crisis, but human rights advocates and others in Europe have protested the deal, saying it arises from xenophobia. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey territory, Turkey will send one Syrian refugee to the European Union for resettlement. Joel Millman is with the International Organization for Migration.
We did see over Easter weekend a terrible decline in the number of migrants crossing from Turkey into Greece. Don't know if that has a factor of the new migrant agreement between the EU and Turkey or the Easter holiday or what. But we're talking about fewer than 300 over 2 days. So we think that we'll see that pick up, but if it doesn't, that traffic may shift back to North Africa like it did a couple of years ago.
IOM's Joel Millman tells VOA the main route for migrants from various countries traveling from North Africa to Italy is getting busy again. U.S. Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump faces new scrutiny after his call for some form of punishment for women who secure abortions if the procedure is ever prohibited in this country, even though within hours he backtracked on that comment. Trump met Thursday with the head of the Republican National Committee and tweeted that the meeting went well. A local prosecutor says the U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation has agreed to assist prosecutors in the state of Arkansas in unlocking an Apple iPhone and iPod tied to a murder investigation. Agreement comes just days after the FBI announced it had gained access to an iPhone linked to the gunman in last year's mass shootings in San Bernardino, California. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.